We're going to establish our quorum. Secretary, please call the roll.
Laura?
Here.
Laura, here. Bates?
Here.
Bates, here. Bell?
Here.
Bell, here. De Leon?
Here.
De Leon, here. Hill? Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza, here. Nielsen?
Sergeants, can call Senator Mullen's office? Mr. Mullen, please come forward. The floor is yours. Members, we have one item, AB 847. Please proceed.
Mr. Chair, thank you so very much for scheduling this hearing when you only have one item in front of you. There is a time urgency here. Last year, it was brought to my attention that there would be...
I make a motion for this measure.
Thank you, sir.
Probably been moved.
Just very briefly, we are bringing before you a item for $1 million. AB 847 initially was a bill to require Department of Healthcare Services prepare an application for mental health funding under the Excellence in Mental Health Act. California's planning grant proposal request was for $2 million, but only received $900,000. DHCS asserts that it cannot complete the application process without a full $1.9 million. As amended, AB 847 would appropriate $1 million from the Mental Health Services Act Fund to the State Department of Healthcare Services to develop that proposal. The additional $1 million would bring the total to $1.9 million, which is necessary to complete the application. It also requires DHCS to develop a proposal to the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services to be selected as a participating state to receive enhanced federal matching funds to nearly double federal funds to support community mental health and alcohol and drug services with no additional state or county costs. Estimates are that the benefit to the state could be in the range of $1 billion. Applications are due in October of this year. Awards will be made in January. Here with me today is Rusty Seelix on behalf of the California Council of Community Mental Health Agencies to address any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mullen. If we can have witnesses in support, be brief, please.
Rusty Seelix, California Council of Community Behavioral Health Agencies, in support of the bill. As the Assemblyman mentioned, the potential value of this to the state and the counties is in the neighborhood of $1 billion. We need the extra million to get the planning grant done. So for these reasons, we are your support. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Additional witnesses in support. Witnesses in opposition. Finance is not here.
Finance is here.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
Finance.
Chris Leaf, Department of Finance. We have no file on the bill, but we know the cost of $2 million.
Thank you. Questions from committee. Senator Bell.
Yeah, just three statements quickly. The department should use the planning grant as an opportunity to address any deficiencies in the mental health services to Medi-Cal beneficiaries. I think that's the what I would like to see. I see this as an opportunity to look in to how we can start to move towards mental health parity in Medi-Cal. So that's always been a very important goal. And also the department should keep the legislature updated on this planning grant. So some kind of process to update us occasionally on what's going on. And the Mental Health Services Fund has sufficient funds to fund this, as I understand it, but there's no proposal to remove anything or reduce any other program. Is that correct?
No, there's not. This is from unbudgeted funds from the current year. Won't take away from anything else.
Yeah, so one-time money for. So those are my comments. I'd like to see those comments incorporated in our record so we can get interaction between the legislature and the planning grant. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bell. Your comments will be duly noted. Any additional questions, comments on this item? Members, this bill does meet the criteria for a suspense file. However, given the federal looming deadline for the submission of the application, for participation. A do pass, I'm going to be recommending a do pass, and there has been a do pass made by our pro tem. And let's take a second to welcome him to the committee. Welcome, pro tem. If there's no any further questions, Secretary, please call the roll.
The motion is do pass to the Senate floor. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. 7-0.
7-0, that measures out. Thank you. Members, this adjourns the Appropriations Committee for today.